Welcome to episode 268, I believe, of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, I know I have been sporadic and it's been a while. Let me explain to you why. February was an insane travel month. I'm still in it, by the way, even though it's March. I'm in Cape Town, South Africa, which I'll talk to you about in a minute because it is just absolutely phenomenal. But this was my February after returning from the cruise. Let's see, I returned from the final jazz cruise on a Saturday. I left for Fort Lauderdale Tuesday, came back Thursday, went to Milwaukee Friday, came back Sunday, went to Austin Thursday and Friday, came home Saturday morning, and left for Cape Town Saturday afternoon. So here I am in Cape Town. I've been here all week, no joke intended, and I am doing the Cape Town Comedy Festival. It has been a lot of fun. All the other comics are from the UK, and here in Cape Town, the shows are going great. The city of Cape Town is just beautiful. I've been touring it as much as I can. Tomorrow I'm going on a safari. I was like, there's no way I'm going to South Africa and not doing a safari. So it won't be one of those big, long safaris. It's going to be one day. But I'm looking forward to seeing something that might kill me. I've been in Africa for 4 days. I've yet to see anything that might kill me. I have been to the Table Mountain, 3,500-foot mountain plateau that overlooks the city. Absolutely beautiful views. Long Street was like a main street for business. I went to a castle where they fired a cannon, like an old cannon from, I don't know, 1500s or something like that. That was very cool. The waterfront, Camps Bay, which is this beautiful beach area, reminds me of South Beach in Miami. And just, there's so much to see here. I won't see all of it. I'm doing my best. One thing that is a huge tourist attraction that I won't see, and I'm not sure if I even want to, it's called Robben's Island, and it is where the prison is where they kept Nelson Mandela. And it is a historic site, obviously, and just looking at it and reading about it from shore was kind of emotional. And I'm not sure that I'd really want to go there. You know, just a lot of feelings. Anyway, that's where I am. I'll be here until Monday. And even doing my podcast, this is weird, funny, and I don't know, life, I guess. So flying to South Africa from LA, 11-hour flight to Munich, another 11-hour flight from Munich to South Africa. If Munich to South Africa, now I had my iPad. My iPad was all loaded up. I had movies. I had series on Netflix, everything. I fall asleep. The iPad falls under my seat, like into, you know, on the side of an airplane seat, goes down. I didn't know this. So I wake up and I raise my seat. And when I raise my seat from the reclined position, I crush my iPad. So so that was that. And, you know, and this is the first trip where I'm like, I'm not even traveling with a laptop. I'm just bringing the iPad and my phone and I'll get by. So, yeah, I'm hoping my Apple Care works and covers that when I get home. Now, all that to say that this isn't an ordinary podcast where I have my notes and my flipboard and blah, blah, blah. So let me go into what I know and what I've been tracking and what I keep track of. The Clippers are doing fantastic. No, I'm kidding. That's not it. Super Tuesday. It is down to Biden and Bernie, which is what a lot of people predicted, a lot of people expected. I supported Elizabeth Warren. She's pretty much out of it. And she may have officially dropped. I don't know. I don't get the news right away here. But she's done. So I support either one. Biden or Bernie, I will support either one. I hope if you're a Democrat, you're on board with that. It's about trying to get a Democrat in to beat Trump, whoever the Democrat may be. Unfortunately, I'm already hearing the Bernie backlash, the people, it's a conspiracy, it's this, it's that. Listen, Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, whatever her name is, Bloomberg, as they all dropped out, they each threw their support to Biden. Okay, that's who they were. They were, if we're going to call it corporate or traditional or whatever, Democrats, that's who they were. And of course, Bernie is the extreme progressive. There's still the argument, some saying that Bernie can't get elected because he is too progressive. I will tell you one thing that I knew, and I absolutely knew this based on those early returns from New Hampshire and Idaho and Nevada. Those aren't representative of the United States. Those places did not have urban populations, minority populations, diversity. They're not indicative of the United States. So, of course, it started with South Carolina. The first time Biden got a state with a large black population, he won big. And, you know, he got Texas and a lot of the southern states. Bernie got California. The Democrats, I hope, can get through this, get behind a candidate, and beat Donald Trump. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, asking her to last four more years as a Supreme Court justice is tough. There's other justices that are old. The courts, man, it's the courts. It was the courts with Hillary. You know, they've already got a Republican majority. They're already going after abortion rights and so on. It's you may hate Bernie, but support Bernie if he's the candidate. You may hate Biden and corporate Democrats, but support him if he's the candidate. Got to get in the White House. I did, it was a fantastic podcast with Michael Steele. Yeah, that Michael Steele, the former chairman of the Republican National Committee, the black Republican. I made fun of him back in the day when he was that, and we talked about it and he laughed. The guy has a great sense of humor. We talked about a lot of things, and he talked about how he had to deal with the Tea Party when he was running the Republican Party and how they did play along, acquiesce, make the Tea Party happy because it was about the party. So the Democrats have to do the same thing. The progressives, the far left of the Democratic Party has to work with the center of the Democratic Party. The center of the Democratic Party has to work with the far left of the Democratic Party. Get in and win. Hey, there's a slogan. They can have that. I'll give them that one free. Coronavirus, the other huge thing in the news. It's growing. The number one symptom of a pandemic is ignorance, and the ignorance is flying everywhere, led by our orange-colored idiot in the White House. So first thing he does is put Pence in charge, which is great. You want to put a man in charge of our response to a pandemic. You want to pick a man who doesn't believe in science, and I said it right away. As long as science and critical thinking aren't involved, Pence would be great. But unfortunately, there is science. And it was one more time, and I've joked about this, I've talked about this. One more time, the grown-ups tried to talk to Donald Trump, and he just doesn't listen. He just doesn't understand. There were scientists and pharmaceutical reps explaining how a vaccine is developed, how long it takes, 12 to 18 months. They have to test it and so on and so. And he's like, why can't it be in a few months? Why can't it be in a few months? Why can't we use flu shots? And of course, he blamed it on Obama because we all knew. Roy Wood Jr. was the first one that I read predicting Trump would blame it on Obama. And I think Roy called it over a month ago. So Barack Obama had a thing about vaccines that there had to be clinical trials. You see, what you want to do is you want to test a medication before you start shooting it into people. That's what scientists say. That's what doctors say. So that was the law. So, of course, Trump said, well, that's the reason it's spreading. Fucking idiot. Just absolutely doing no good whatsoever. Here in South Africa, just today, as a matter of fact, it's Thursday the 5th. Their first case of coronavirus was found today. I read in California they had a fatality of someone off of a cruise ship, so the governor declared a state of emergency. People ask me, yes, I'm doing another jazz cruise. No, I'm not afraid at all for a number of reasons. for one thing, the numbers are tremendously like in favor of you not getting the virus. Also, this virus isn't automatically fatal. That's another thing people aren't looking at. The masks do not work. People are running around with these masks on. They're stockpiling the masks. They're buying so many masks that people who need masks, like medical providers and so on, can't get them because people are buying boxes and boxes and they're sending them to China and so on. They're looking at possibly delaying the Olympics. I'm a MotoGP motorcycle race fan. Their first race was canceled because a lot of the teams come from Italy or have traveled through Italy. So airlines are now removing change fees. Isn't that interesting how they can just do that? So that $200 for a click on a computer, you can just do away with that, huh? But anyway, you know, travel's being hurt. The Fed is lowering interest rates, trying to get things moving again. The next thing, Trump will blame the drop in the stock market on Obama. Somehow, I don't know. He makes it up. People are asking me to update my bit. You heard my bit. You remember I talked about how every few years there's another pandemic, right? We had SARS, we had bird flu, we had swine flu, we had some mad cow. We should have been dead 9 times by now. We'll survive. I think I'm going to survive the coronavirus. I saw a woman with a coordinated mask. She had an outfit, her mask matched the outfit, and my question, I go to the airport in a black hoodie with a black mask. How long before I'm dead of gunshot? What, he died from corona? Nah, bullet. How dumb are we as a country? I love my country. But I tell you all the time, stupid don't get tired. Stupid is a powerful force and stupid is out there. Corona beer sales are down 38% because of the coronavirus. I'm going to say that one more time and I'm going to let you interpret it. Corona beer sales are down 38% because of the coronavirus. God bless us, everyone. That's it. I don't have a lot more. It's a quick podcast. Again, this trip, South Africa, amazing. Like I say, if you get the chance to travel internationally, do it. Interestingly, like all the comics from the UK who are down here, their passports are full. You know, comics based in the UK work all over the world, and they're always surprised how little Americans travel outside of the United States. So hopefully once this coronavirus scare is done, we'll try that. Let's see other countries. Let's see the world. Man, it is so worth it. It is so worth it. It is amazing over here, and it's just a great vibe and great people. Great people. And they got a tough history. You know, they've got the apartheid thing, and they're certainly not past that, and their economy is haves and have-nots, and it's very obvious when you go to, you know, like see the beach homes and then see the shanty towns, and I don't want our country to be that, man. Honestly, I don't want our country to be the haves and the have-nots. I want us to figure it out, but I really don't see it happening. We are fucked up. I don't want to leave you on that note. Things are getting better. Democrats, come together. Let's once again fix this country and clean up after Republicans. I am coming back to dry land, to the States. I will be in Atlantic City the 23rd to the 26th at the Hard Rock doing the Howie Mandel Comedy Club. And then that weekend, the 26th and 27th, I'm going to be in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I haven't been in forever. I haven't been in Minneapolis, St. Paul in a long time, but I'm going to be at a place called Laugh Camp. So I look forward to that. I will record again, but thank you guys for listening. Thanks for paying attention. This is it. Quick and dirty? Nah, I don't know. I got to go on a safari. See you later.